According to William & Mary professor Tim Zick, the unlawful assembly statute refers to an instance when three or more people come together with a common intent to engage in violent or unlawful behavior.
If what they're going to engage in is both imminent and likely to occur.
He explains that imminence and likelihood are First Amendment-based requirements needed to distinguish a peaceable assembly from one likely to result in an immediate public disorder.
So it's not an offense, again, to show up with three or more persons and simply observe. You have to be present with some intent to commit the underlying offense.
That underlying offense being violence or unlawful conduct, he explains. But intent isn't always easy to prove. Zick says there has to be some kind of overt action or evidence, like emails or social media posts, that prove the gathering was intended to be unlawful. In a written statement, Dana Schrod with the Virginia Association of Chiefs of Police said, quote, "There are laws and there is real life. When agency policies and local ordinances fail to address the realities of a situation," said Schrod, "officer discretion kicks in." I'm Kat Maudlin Jackson.